This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched multiple development projects in Bihar and West Bengal worth over 12,600 crore rupees. Addressing a rally at Motihari in Bihar yesterday, the Prime Minister said that his government is working on development of eastern region on the same line of development of the western parts of the country. He said without development of the eastern parts, India cannot become a developed country. Mr. Modi said that the centre and the state government is going ahead hand in hand for development of Bihar.
Bihar ke paas na samarth ki kami hai aur na hi sansadhan ki. Aaj Bihar ke sansadhan Bihar ki pragati ka madhyam ban rahe hain. Aap dekhiye NDA sarkar ke prayason ke baad se hi मखाना की कीमतें कितनी बढ़ी हैं क्योंकि हमने यहाँ के मखाना किसानों को बड़े बाजार से जोड़ा. अभी ऐसे कितने ही उत्पाद और हैं जो बिहार के किसानों को बिहार के युवाओं को दुनिया भर के मार्केट से जोड़ेंगे.
Earlier, he laid the foundation stone inaugurated and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth over 7,200 crore rupees. In West Bengal, the Prime Minister laid the foundation stone inaugurated and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth over 5,400 crore rupees at Durgapur in West Bengal. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that all political parties are on board over the issue of the impeachment of Justice Yashwant Verma. A huge pile of cash was recovered from the residence of Justice Verma in New Delhi. Mr. Rijiju said this in an interview with a news agency. He added that he has spoken to all the senior leaders of different political parties about the issue. The minister said he will also get in touch with some of the single MP parties because the government does not want to leave out any member so that it becomes a unified stand of the parliament. Union Minister of Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnaw and Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis jointly inaugurated the first campus of the Indian Institute of Creative Technology, IICT, at the NFDC complex in Mumbai yesterday. Mr. Vaishnaw announced that IICT will offer advanced industry-aligned training in VFX, post-production, XR, gaming and animation in collaboration with global tech giants like Google, Meta, Microsoft and Apple. The Union Minister and the Chief Minister presided over the MOU exchange between Prasar Bharati and the Maharashtra Film Stage and Cultural Development Corporation Limited to establish a film and TV media hub, promoting innovation and global competitiveness. The European Union has reached an agreement on the 18th sanctions package against Russia over its conflict in Ukraine targeting the banking, energy and military-based industrial sectors. It also includes a new dynamic oil price cap aimed at delivering further blows to Russia's oil and energy industry. External Affairs Ministry said India does not subscribe to any unilateral sanction measures. Responding to the media queries regarding recent EU sanctions, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, India is a responsible actor and remains fully committed to its legal obligations. He stated that India considers the provision of energy security a responsibility of paramount importance to meet the basic needs of its citizens. He stressed that there should be no double standards, especially when it comes to energy trade. Union Health Minister Amit Shah has said that the government is making all-out efforts to take sports to every village of the country. He said this after honouring Indian contingent to 21st World Police and Fire Games in New Delhi today. Mr. Shah said a lot of importance has been given to the sports in the last 10 years and the budget of the sports increased by 5 times. The minister said the government is preparing for the 2036 Olympics by giving assistance of 50,000 per month to about 3,000 players. He expressed confidence that India will be among the top 5 medal-winning countries in the 2036 Olympics. In FIDE Women's Chess World Cup, Grandmasters Kuniru Hampi, Diharika R. Vaishali and International Master Divya Deshmukh stormed into the quarterfinals. They all won their tie-break matches to enter the last 8 stage at Batumi in Georgia. India has scripted history by becoming the first country to have 4 players in the tournament's quarterfinal stage. With 4 Indian players in the top 8, the race is now between India and China for the title in the top 3 spots. Georgia's Nana Dzangnidze is also in the quarterfinals after impressive performances. And that is the end of this news bulletin.